Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
And welcome,
Rich is sad that she's missing
everybody, to episode 518 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakman the Bold, as you heard him intro the show with his favorite coach of all time, and Eric the Great. Gentlemen, how are you?
Sorry, but Bridge, I'd like to let you know that Bridge is crying because she's missing the show.
Oh yeah, she's got some she's got something to do right now. Maybe she'll join later. I don't know, but I got a story for the ages for you guys later. And it's Bernie, by the way. Her name on this show is Bernie.
So, Bernie.
Yes, Bernie is going to. I'm gonna have a Bernie story for Heiskapades that's probably going to be the best Heiskapade of all time. I'll just say that.
There better be some Christmas related Bernie hijinks next week.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, you never know. Although next week, let's see. The Christmas week I have my kids, I'm sure we'll be very well behaved that week, but maybe we'll have some hijinks earlier or after. But anyways, gentlemen, Breakman.
The show's before Christmas. So.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman.
Well, there's always those people who try to rob houses, and they, for some reason, think they can go down chimneys. So every year we hear about the thieves that get caught in chimneys and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that.
Every year.
Also, yeah. I want to talk to you after the show to come up with a possible new segment.
Ooh, that sounds awesome, man. No problem. I'll be editing after the show and everything anyway, so yeah, no problem, Eric.
You know what I heard? He just volunteered to post the show.
How dare you? I actually did, because it's my turn this week, I think, so I'll go ahead and do it.
It's actually my turn, but I'm like tired as fuck because they made me work to 4 today, and they're going to do it all week next week.
Well, I guess I'm nominated to post the show today, guys. Breakman, how was your week?
I guess. Wait, what was the question again?
How was your week, man?
It was all right.
I guess. Like, you just have these pre soundboard clips, like, you know, for everything that I say, and one of them's like, I guess. And it, like,
I'm a magic 8-ball. I just shake it, and whatever it says, I go with.
All right, how about yours, Eric? You doing all right other than your long work days?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, another,
I got back in the part of Bloodborne that I had been at, and I actually went beyond that.
Oh,
so
nice. Well, that's cool.
I'm at the Nightmare Frontier, and I hate that place, and I'm never going to do it in a New Game Plus or beyond, because fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Freak5 says...
Let's make it Blight Town, but worse.
Yeah. Freak5 says one lady was caught on camera stealing packages off someone's porch in West Des Moines. Someone posted her picture on Facebook, and someone who saw it commented that they knew the thief and tagged her in the thread. Oh, geez.
Idiot.
Yeah, what an idiot, man. Actually, that's not as bad. Breakman, I think you're the one. Was it you that had the story about this lady in Colorado Springs that was pooping on people's lawns?
Yes.
Yeah.
The
mad pooper. Yeah.
Yes, Matt Poofer, that was my
You know, story. That lady was, I don't think, ever caught. So, yeah, so I haven't heard
I do yet, have but... I do have a story of somebody getting caught when I was working at Circuit City one year. This was when, I think, either the first or second year of the 360.
Yeah.
Because it was still new. There was a guy who was up at the counter, and he was waiting. And he was, I guess he got impatient or whatever. And he looked around to make sure there were no other workers. I don't know how long he waited. But he looked, and this was all on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And he just decided to reach over the counter, grab the 360, and just walk out.
Oh, yeah.
Because he could reach one. As soon as he did that, one of the people that was, you know, there was a bunch of customers around. He was looking for store employees. He didn't care about that. Yeah. One of the customers that was right next to him ran up and said, "Hey, I know that guy. He's my neighbor."
Oh, Wow. That's actually that's cool. I fuck that guy, man.
Yes, yeah, so the cops were at his house before he got home.
Oh, even better. I love that. It's the Christmas gift that
How
keeps on giving.
stupid do you have to be?
If you could remember them all, you should start a segment on the show called "Tales from the Game Crazy."
Yeah, exactly. It's the, yeah.
I've got a lot of stupid stories about people just being in retail, just really stupid.
You guys should
But the ones
"Tales from the
committing crimes are
Retail."
always the funniest ones because they are always so stupid.
You guys should put those in the high escapades because you got to be high to be doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that those are stories that could easily fit
You
in
gotta be
a.
high on something at least.
Yeah, exactly. So perfect stories for that. All right, let's go ahead and get started with the news. Eric, take us
The
away.
what now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me intro it. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
RPG news.
All right, Eric. And yes, I do have lots of stupid stories. Freak Five. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, this is from RPG site and how Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire, which is the expansion to the 2, is a console release has been delayed to 2019. And it says the back in February of this year, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch versions were announced for holiday 2018, but I got me missing out marks. And I think Deadfire is actually just gonna be bundled in with 2 because I don't think they're on console yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I played a Pillars game, but not Pillars of Eternity. Pillars of the Earth is what I
Yeah,
played.
no, Deadfire is the name of the game. That's right. Never
Yeah,
mind. It's a
Deadfire.
subtitle.
I haven't had a chance. I do have Pillars of Eternity 1. Haven't had a chance to play it, but it's like a lot like Diablo. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of people that work
I
on
think it's
Diablo work
weird
on
that
that
they
game.
had just like decided to put Pillars of Eternity 2 on the Switch without doing the first game because it's kind of a
Yeah.
sequel,
Yeah.
like a direct sequel.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Fairy Fencer F Advent.
You there,
Huh?
Break? Did you
Dark Force grab a bunch of
Oh.
words and what?
What? You kind of broke up there, bud.
Oh, let me start it again. A
Yeah.
Fairy Fencer F Advent Dark Force for Nintendo Switch launches January 29th. Did they just like randomly flip through the dictionary to pick the words and just put them all together?
Yes, that's exactly what they do.
That's kind of
Well,
what it sounds
Advent
like.
Dark Force actually refers to something in the game, but
Sure, it does. Idea Factory has announced that Fairy Fencer F Advent Dark Force release on Nintendo eShop for Nintendo Switch in January 2019, which I already fucking said, and includes all 25 DLC from the original PlayStation 4 release, and will be priced at $39.99, a 20% discount for the first 2 weeks of launch.
Yeah.
It was also on Steam, but it kind of sucks it's digital only, at least for now.
Yeah. I Freak Five sent a video in chat. It's the Negan DLC for Tekken 7. I saw it. Interesting. I like how they kind of did it exactly how they did it in The Walking
Why is
Dead.
a Walking Dead character in Tekken?
I don't know, but it's just interesting. Like, I mean, Spawn was in, I think,
I was gonna say, well,
Soul
like, why
Calibur.
not? Like, Tekken characters have been in tons of other games,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
other characters have been in
Let
Tekken games, so it makes
let's put a
sense.
character in from a live action TV show.
Why
So
not?
as a photorealistic CG character.
I mean,
Okay.
come on, they put Vader and Yoda and Link
Yeah.
in Soul Calibur and
Yeah, exactly.
shit.
I was
Everybody loved that,
they've got
remember?
at
Spawn.
least like
Spawn.
CG versions already.
Yeah, wasn't
None
Spawn?
of those characters made sense.
And by the way, Spawn's in, I believe, going to be in Mortal Kombat 11. So that, I mean, Spawn's been in games before. I think he was in Soul Calibur, like 5 or I don't know, one of them. But yeah, that shit happens all the time. I don't mind it a bit. So, anyways, all right, let's move on to our next story from RPGsite.net. Zonkey Zero: Last Beginning releases on March 19th in North America. As a bonus, Zonkey Zero: Last Beginning Survival Soundtrack CD will be available with a day one edition on PS4 or as an early purchase bonus on Steam. European release has yet to be confirmed. Spike Chunsoft has also released a trailer introducing the game's English voice actors, which will be Available in addition to the original Japanese voices, game will also include bonus swimsuit costumes for the character, because of course they have swimsuit costumes.
Of course, this game.
Yeah.
What game doesn't have that feature?
Exactly.
It's like the start button. I'm just waiting in every single game.
I'm just waiting for the nude versions of these games. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The game will also include bonus... Okay, I already said that, which was DLC for the Japanese release. You can see these and more in the gallery below. And I'm going to see if they have any of the swimsuit ones. And they do. And I shall pull it up. And that's very lovely. So it's a nice little addition, I guess. And then for the ladies out there, I will put up the guy swimsuit there. There you go.
Oh, they at least have both genders. So yeah, that's nice of them.
Yeah, that is nice.
T-A-N-P.
Yep, there you go. Freak Fight says if he can just buy Negan, he will, but he's not going to pay $30 for all. I agree with that. Or just wait for the deal, the game of the year, whatever, special edition. Seraphim turns 14 tomorrow. One of the female characters in DQ11 has an attack where she gets a big heart around her and jumps ass first at the enemy. That's very misogynistic.
I know. That gets me turned on. what were we talking about?
Ass of steel.
Ass of steel.
Only the size of steel. So
exactly. All right, Eric. Next story, please. Jesus Christ. Get us past this fucking shit, man.
Okay. The Prince's Guide is releasing on March 26th in North America and 29th in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's going to retail. It doesn't actually say, but I'm. It would have been nice, but oh well.
Yeah, no retail price, but there you go.
But that's for the PlayStation 4 and Switch. So if you got either of those.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Freak 5. She likes anal. That's why she dives ass first into every battle. But yeah, that's exactly what that means. I'm sorry, Eric. Anything else on that?
Oh, that's really it.
All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Super Robot Wars T will be released on March 20th.
There you go. That's the whole thing. I'm playing a trailer, so is there anything else?
But that's for Japan and the Asian territories. And the Asian version of the game will have English. And apparently the English is a lot better than it was in Moon Dwellers and in V.
Yeah, I'm trying to... This is a 9-minute trailer, so we're not going to get through all of it. I'm kind of skipping ahead to try
Good
to...
Good Lord.
I know, I'm trying to get a little bit of gameplay here, but there's not a lot of game... Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of gameplay. It looks nice. It's pretty. The art style's... whoa, Cowboy Bebop's in this thing? Sweet.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That gets me interested.
Even though that, like... basically almost defies the boundaries of what's considered robot.
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
at least Nadia had the mech suit, and that's a robot. Yeah. So.
I was going to say, like, that. Their ship does not transform ever.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the ships they have does, but it's not the Bebop itself, which this is.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, well, the heart is what makes me think that she likes anal. Yeah, right. The heart. Yeah. Ass first into a battle. And there you go.
Does she squirt lube before she attacks?
That would be even better, man. I want to spoil Spider-Verse for Frank, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Thanks for spoiling that for me, Freak 5. I have not seen it. And Eric will be doing a review, hopefully spoiler-free, later in the show. All right. Eric.
Although, I don't think Captain Harlock... I mean, I'm pretty sure the series has mechs in it, but his big old ship isn't a robot, so what the hell? Yeah. I mean, it does have an AI, but maybe that's what counts. I don't know.
All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Nier Automata, Game of the Yora edition.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, Automata, Automata, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, there you go. It's a 4,800 yen repackaged version.
Automata.
Yeah. Includes the base game, I'm not going to read that number, DLC, some cosmetic items, a dynamic thing, and an avatar.
DLC isn't really worth it, though. So
I was going to buy the DLC. Oh, man, I'm glad I didn't.
It's basically just like an arena challenge thing.
Oh, never mind then. Yeah, so it's just a little bit, got a little bit of extras, looks like little extra robots and shit like that. Maybe some avatars.
This is more like, for the people who haven't yet bought it and can't find it in stores anymore.
Yeah. Which it's still available. I see it everywhere, but whatever.
But in Japan it might not be the case. Yeah,
that's true. Maybe in Japan it's not there. All right.
And not just that, like different markets. Like, for instance, like the when the Super Nintendo, the Classic came out. They were plentiful in New York. But
I do believe the Steam is very importable, though, because I'm pretty sure even the North American release has Japanese language options.
You know, for the first time in a long time break, I saw one in Denver at a GameStop. I couldn't believe it. I about had a heart attack. I was like, man, if I had the money, I would still buy it, and then I would mod it and put every fucking game I could possibly put on it. But anyways, let's move on, Eric.
Monster Hunter World as getting Witcher 3 event in early 2019.
I like this. I have Monster Hunter. I haven't played it. I want to play with people online, but
I want to get World on PC because 60 frames.
That is cool. Yeah.
But I haven't seen a good price for it yet. Yeah. So
the Xbox, it's like $24, Eric. I think that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, right? On consoles.
Yeah, on consoles for sure. It's not 60 frames on the Xbox One X?
I don't think so.
I thought it was. I thought I saw a Digital Foundry thing on it, and
not
it,
like I have those anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well there you go. That's the story there, Geralt. And
I think on the X it does, but the Pro it doesn't.
Yeah.
The Pro does just not have the juice of the One X does.
Yeah. All right. Who did the last story? I think. Eric did. So, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Tales of Cristoria heading westward in 2019.
Yeah.
So you want the story? Let me see. Live stream on December 14th, which was today. I guess that probably already happened.
I didn't see it.
World War people are required to wear a vision orb in order to judge those who commit crimes by prayer.
Well, it is a crime to pray, I guess. I mean,
the fuck did I just even say? What? I'm done. We don't need to read any more of the story.
Yeah, I agree, man. That was something else. All right, Eric. Next story. Eric.
Next story is about Long Gone Days, which we talked about before, and it's got a release window of April next year.
And there's a trailer. I'm kind of trying to get a good idea of what this game is, but I hate when they do that. It says it's turn based, but is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh wow!
So it's basically a visual novel, but with RPG battles thrown in.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Then I might get this. Is this what does it say? Which platforms? Is it just going to be PC?
PC.
Oh great! Hopefully.
It could get ported at some point, and it seems like it's a game that probably wouldn't be too hard to port. It's just a matter of finding people to actually program for it, and then getting it approved and such.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Zen Studios announces first-person dungeon crawler Operentia? The Stolen Sun.
Operentia.
I don't... Operentia.
It's like an opera.
That would be sweet. I mean, that'd be like really unique. An RPG based on opera singers and
The only two good operas I can think of are Final Fantasy VI and the Sixth Element or Fifth Element.
Yeah, the Fifth Element, right? Yeah, Fifth Element. No, but I mean, like you could have like opera attacks, like you know, like the alto could like you know. Just like really like blow someone's head off like scanner style shit like that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a classically styled first person dungeon crawler. That's interesting. The Zen Studios modern homage to classic first person dungeon crawlers takes you to the land of Operentia, an unconventional fantasy world inspired by a faraway land referenced in countless Central European folktale.
It looks pretty.
An old-school turn-based battle system combines with inspiration from unexplored mythology to offer an RPG experience that feels unique, yet also familiar.
Yeah. I wonder if this is, like, okay, Zen Studios, the people that do all the pinball games.
Pinball games, yeah.
Yeah.
And just to skip forward, here's kind of some of the key features. Explore 13 diverse puzzle-filled levels. Defeat more than 50 enemy types. Switch between 7 fully upgradable and memorable characters. Robust difficulty settings allow you to select options such as limiting saves, implementing permadeath and disabling auto-mapping to create your own hard-as-fuck game. Stunning visual powered by Unreal Engine 4, an epic orchestral score composed by Arthur Graz. Fully 3D, I'm guessing that's how you pronounce it. Fully 3D environments, enemies and objects, plus high-fidelity advanced effects with dynamic shadows and lighting. That sounds like every game ever. AAA indie production quality and polish with top-tier voice acting, soundtrack, cutscenes, and writing. And it doesn't say what voice actors or writers or anything else.
I wonder if pinball was just, like, a means to an end so they could actually make something other than pinball.
Now, from what I've seen, like, in interviews, like, they've always really, like, been dedicated to pinball. Pinball's shit. Pinball is a craft, you know, is something that's been overlooked and they've been trying to bring it back. So I'd guess this is just, you know, they have other interests. They like to make other games. Who doesn't?
I mean, really does look like they put a lot of effort into this game. I don't know if it's going to be good or what, but the art style.
Well, the physics really are probably going to be sound considering that they did pinball.
Yeah. You know,
of course, I'm thinking of like a long time ago. It's been a while since I've read any interviews from Zen Studios. Yeah. I mean, maybe in recent times they're like, "Fuck pinball, we're done with this shit."
Yeah, maybe. No, they're definitely not done with that, man. That's their cash cow. Man,
yeah, I didn't think so.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Lapis X Labyrinth or Cross Labyrinth, heading westward in 2019 for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch. Offering special editions for the game on their online store, states that these editions will, quote, be available at retail as the only physical releases of this title. And there's a little trailer, the artwork is great.
So there won't be a standard edition for physical release.
Yeah.
So it's not Lapis Times Labyrinth?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure that out mathically.
It's kind of like Hunter, Hunter Cross Hunter.
Right. Yeah.
I do like that show, by the way.
I have never
that show's ending soon, so it's got about like 28 episodes left.
Yeah.
You mean on Cartoon Network or
no? Period, because like they stopped making the anime because they caught off with the manga, and the manga is still ongoing, and it may never get done because Togashi constantly gets ill, and he's probably gonna die at some point.
Oh god, maybe somebody can finish that for him, man. Like get the idea and just finish.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, just give him like a document, and then he can do the best of his ability to see
this
the story.
This game
through.
Looks excellent, man. Like it's super. Our style
would have to change though, unless he can copy it.
I'm looking at this game. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at the trailer, but the...
I'm watching it now.
Holy shit, the art style is super colorful and vibrant, and it looks really good. So,
does look fun.
Yeah, it looks really fun. This might be something to get, man, on the Switch or PS4. Well, damn it, Breakman, get a PS4 or goddamn Switch already, man, so we can all play something.
Well, Jesus. I got a Christmas gift from somebody on this show. And it wasn't a PS4, so whose fault is this?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Yeah, okay, next story is about a visual novel called Tokyo School Life, which we talked about before, which is one of the most pedestrian names ever for a visual novel. But it's coming to the Switch on February 14th. So that's
this is a visual
day.
Novel?
Yes.
This is fucking gorgeous. Holy shit.
you're looking at
I've seen better looking visual novels.
Really? Every visual novel I see always looks anime style. Like this is like
no,
really
it
high
is style.
I think you skipped the story, Eric, and that's what Brinkman's confused, but yes.
Kinda just ended after that.
No. That
okay,
was
yeah, he skipped the story. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're never right. Mind. It is anime style. What do we got to know about this game?
P-Cube is doing the publishing of it, and it was... people can... I'm getting confused what it says there. I have to read the entire sentence, otherwise people get lost. P-Cube apparently wants Nintendo Switch owners Valentine's as it decided to release the visual novel Tokyo School Life on the console on Valentine's Day. And on February 14th, 2019, people will be able to head to the Nintendo eShop. It's a digital-only release. So people in North America and Europe can grab the Dogen, Zaka, Glab, and M2 game. It's interesting M2 actually helped make a game other than, like, their normal port work.
Yeah, and there's absolutely no gameplay in the trailer. I played the trailer twice, and there's nothing. Like...
The visual novel, read, that is the gameplay.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, like, not even, like, there's just, like, nothing. No, I mean, nothing to go by. It just, you know.
Is it just like a bunch of text crawling?
No, I mean, it's got a couple of pictures, but it doesn't, like, it doesn't give you an idea of what the hell this game is going to be at all. So, other than Tokyo School Life, maybe that's.
And it's going to be sexualized teenage girls again.
Well, at least this tells us what's going on here. It says, players step inside of the shoes of an exchange student has come to Japan. Oh. Your avatar meets three fellow students, Aoi, Karen, and Sakura, and have the opportunity to do things with them and perhaps even date them. I don't think it's going to be a lewd variety. I think it's more wholesome than that.
They're not cutting it that way. If you watch the video, they keep going like to the girls' chests. Like, there's a scene where they're just going to each girl's chest specifically.
Well, you know, I was
and when you see them pop on screen, they like to add a little bounce to it and stuff. Like, this is definitely sexualized children.
Well, right? I don't think this is, like, an R18 game that was converted to a non-R18 game. But
no, I disagree with Breakman, although there was one quick scene like that. I think this is more probably going to be a holding hands kind of, you know, dating thing. I don't know, man. It's just...
I don't think it's going to be, like, overly, like, nudity and stuff like that. I'm just saying, like, they're trying to...
This game just seems to be more like a maybe more narratively focused version of a game called Go Nippon.
Yeah.
That's on Ariane's team. That's kind of like about teaching foreigners about Japan, stuff like that.
I think only teenagers should play this game.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. All right, let's move on to the Breakman. You were looking at this.
Yeah, I thought this was a visual novel. I'm like, holy shit, this is a good looking
fucking visual novel right here. Let's go to that story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Sega's Project Judge heads westward in summer 2019 as Judgment.
Yeah. That's awful. That is awful.
What? You heard it's awful?
No, the name Judgment is awful when it could have been called Judge Eyes.
Yeah. Judge Eyes?
Yes, it was called Project Judge Eyes in Japan.
Yeah.
Like Studio's Yakuza series of games, Project Judge will include Japanese voices, but Sega has announced that an English dub will also be available for the game. The two audio tracks each have their own set of English subtitles. Japanese voices will be accompanied with a traditional series translation, while English voices will have a matching script.
You know what the lead character...
Plus, like, from a marketing perspective, does it even make sense
to
market this as Judgment?
No.
Some random yabo in GameStop's going to walk up and look at the PS4 games.
Yep.
And unless they're the type of person to look at the back of the box to see what the game's about, they're going to take one look at it and go, I don't want to play a game that sounds like it's already judging me, just being called by... virtue of it being called Judgment.
No, I think you hit on something though, Eric. Like, it should have been called Judge Eyes, because, like, I'm looking at the trailer, first time I've ever seen the trailer for Judgment, and
also it's missing an E. It's intentionally misspelled.
No, I know, but it's like a couple of the scenes were like of guys missing their eyes, so like Judge Eyes would have been perfect title for this game. That you're right. It's a terrible name for the game. By the
or
way,
maybe Judgment Eyes. I don't know.
Yeah, or Judgment Eyes, something like that. You know, you're right. But it's up to the GameStop employees, which they never know what the hell they're talking about. But they should tell you, oh, this is from the guys that did Yakuza and blah blah blah. Another quick.
I don't think the average customer is going to be inquisitive enough to ask about what this game is to a GameStop employee.
I know. It looks like usually
the average customer shopping for their grandkid or their son or something like that. So, yeah.
Looks like Bernie's in chat. What's up, Bernie? I was going to make a quick observation of the lead guy in this. He looks like the guy.
I wasn't done reading the story.
Well, let me make a quick observation before I read. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Break.
You want to make your observation? Go ahead.
He looks like the guy from Old Boy. That's what I was going to say. Anyways,
oh,
go ahead.
I thought you were going to like spoil what I was going to say. Like,
no.
Let me see here. From the makers of the acclaimed Yakuza series, Ryoga Gotoku Studios presents Judgment, the dramatic tale of disgraced lawyers seeking redemption in a world rife with corruption and despair. Investigate the seedy red light district of Kamurocho. Step into the mind of private detective Takayuki Yagami. Yagami. Okay, I was close. And utilize innovative investigation systems.
Have you not watched Death Note?
No.
I saw the movie and I didn't like it.
Have you not watched Death Note? That's not Death Note.
No, I have not watched
not.
That's a thing called Death Note.
Yes, I know what it
not
is.
Death Note.
Systems to uncover the secrets that lie deep within Kamurocho's corrupt underbelly. Experience visceral combat with two unique combat styles. Take down groups of thugs with sweeping blows and crane style, then switch to tiger to overwhelm a single foe with a series of powerful strikes. Practice mixing and matching styles in combat in conjunction with a wide variety of skills, weapons, and powerful and hilarious X actions to unlock a whole new dimension in combat. Japanese voice actor and facial capture is going to be Takuya Kimura.
Call him Taka. I bet some characters in the game do anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, English voice actor is going to be Greg Chun. I like that they list the voice actors. Masahiro Kaito is going to be voiced by Shinshu Fuji, and the American actor Crispin Freeman. So that's a big name.
I think it's interesting. There's an English dub track at all, and more importantly, that's going to have its own script.
Mafuyu Fuji. It's going to be voiced by Risa Shimizu? And Shuramai Lei. I don't know who that is. Takashi Genda is going to be voiced by Akira Nakayo. And he is going to be voiced by American Brian McNamara.
All right, that's an easy one.
Thank God. Ayabe is going to be voiced by Kenichi Takito and Matt Yang King.
Oh, yeah.
Mitsuru Kuriyama, and they got synopsis on all these characters, so I'm not reading all that shit, too. Mitsuru Kuriyama. I don't know how to pronounce that one. Kuroiwa?
Mm-hmm.
Shosuke Tanihara and Matt Mercer.
What? Shosuke?
Yeah,
And finally, Kyohei Hamura is going to be voiced by Pierre Taki and Fred Tatasciore. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's the voice of the Hulk.
Hey, Slagar's in chat. He said he's popping in real quick.
Yeah, he's the voice of the Hulk. So awesome.
Hey, the Hulk and what?
About every Marvel cartoon around now.
Is he the voice of the Hulk in the event, in the live action movies too? Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the cartoons.
Yeah,
all the cartoons. So
yeah.
When he shows up in Avengers or Thor or whatever cartoon, it's voiced by him.
Yeah. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Been a bit, man. Glad you could join us for however long you're here, bud.
I wonder if the main character Yasuka or any of the characters in Yasuka will show up as a cameo appearance.
I'm wondering that might be something to look forward to, man. I wouldn't.
If they don't, I'm sure if people complain enough, they'll add them in DLC.
Yeah.
They can charge you a buttload.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to.
Or it'll be about a DLC about encountering such character. It'll be story content.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Homie discounts. There are way too many on the PlayStation Store to even tell you about. There's like 500, 600 games on the holiday sale. There is something for everyone. I know the Metro games were on sale for $5 each in that range. What else did I see? Dragon Age Inquisition is on sale. There are so many great sales on right
now. Is your favorite movie on sale, Twilight?
How dare you? You want to get exiled, don't you?
No, Eric? That's what Son Freak said.
And Freak, you're exiled too. I exiled him in chat and on air. Let's see. There's tons of movies too that are on sale or for rent or to buy. I think Hollow Knight still on sale. There was some major ones on sale. If you're interested in Jurassic World Evolution, that's half off right now. So you can get it for $30. So it's actually really good. I've been waiting for that game to go on sale for Bernie for
a
long time.
I've heard it's not very good, though.
It looks okay. I mean, it's
but maybe for the right price, it's acceptable.
For $30, I wouldn't pay $60. But for $30, I think you can get your money
worth.
Wait,
was it $60?
Yeah, it's still $60, man. I mean, now it's $30 on PlayStation Network, but I don't know if there's anything on Xbox. I didn't get a chance to look.
Dino Tycoon, that's basically what it is, I heard.
Anything on Nintendo that of note, Eric, that you know of?
I looked for this week for sales, and it's kind of like just indie stuff, and a lot of it's not good.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's move on.
I think like as the week goes on next week, there'll be better ones, but.
Yeah. All right. Twitter comments. Any Twitter comments, break? Probably nothing. Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, we get nothing from Twitter. The whole week, and not one damn person could really, really send us in a comment. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the support. That's awesome.
Country music hell sounds awful.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Yeah, country music sucks. Break, are you there still? Did we lose you? I think we lost Break. Maybe he sent something in Skype. I didn't see anything.
Wait, why was Bernie surrounded by country music, though?
My daughter's probably burning her ears with it right now, man. I don't fucking know. I have my daughter right now, so that's probably what that deal's going on. All right, let's see. We did homie discounts, no Twitter questions or comments, that we know. Did we lose Break? I think we lost.
I think maybe.
Yeah. His mic
broke.
Yeah. His mic is on mute. I think he might be going to the restroom or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's not me, muting him. So we'll go on and then, we'll ask him when he comes back. Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Bloodborne and Psychedelica, the Action Hawk. But I also played a little bit of Y2K, which is spelled with the Roman numeral 2 for some reason.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It's kind of like got homages to Earthbound, and it's supposed to be taking place in 1999. And I haven't gotten very far, though. Comes out next week. I need to have time to play with this weekend.
1999 was a fun year because so many morons thought Y2K was going to be the end of the world.
I know. I remember that shit, man. It was also the. I'll bring up something in just a second. Breakman, was there any Twitter questions or comments? I know.
No, sorry. Somebody was getting. There was something I had to take care of. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let me go back and look and see if there's anything on Twitter. There is some stuff on Twitter. There was a conversation back and forth between Glitterina and mm-hmm. Bernie. Mm-hmm. Glitterina wasn't sure who Bernie was, so just to clarify, it's Richard.
Yes, that's Bernie.
And then there is a one comment from Freak Fivecast who says, "Fuck you, Frank Branches,"
and you're exiled.
I don't know why he said that.
I have no idea. Probably because I was seeing if anybody had. I said that nobody commented on Twitter, so of course he has to come in and ruin it. Let's see. He's talking about work. One of our additional. By the way, I'm playing the Y2K theme song from Chris Jericho. I don't know if you noticed that, Breakman. But
I didn't hear it.
Let's see. At work, one of our additional duties is to collect empty cardboard boxes, put them in the compactor. If it gets too full, we have this big-ass stick to push through. Oh, dear Lord, I don't even want to know where this stick talk is going. Last week, the chick I was doing this with, wow, it's even getting even worse, filled the compactor way too full, and I ended up breaking the stick while trying to push the cardboard back. We had our company holiday party last Saturday, and that chick was fucking drunk and kept buying me shots because of me breaking that stick. Okay, yes, he told you the damn, your damn comment. There you go. Okay, Brake had to take a poop and grab a new beer. That's why you were gone, Brake. That's what he's saying.
Shut up, God.
I know. So what have you been playing, Brake Man?
Mass Effect, Andromeda. That's all, really.
Yeah, how's that going? More
it's alright, I haven't gotten very far in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone to a new planet, which is like a unique jungle planet, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't done much of anything. I have discovered a new race, so that's kind of neat, I guess.
Oh, cool.
Completely new alien race, the Mass Effect.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You are brave, Brake Man. Dungeons and Chat. Welcome.
Yeah, it does have a lot of bugs, and they've added like a jetpack jump to it, so you can jump higher now. So there's a lot of verticality to the levels, yeah, and a lot of exploring and stuff like that. And that, like, it's not great as like a action adventure type game as far as like being able to traverse. I don't know what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. So why would you
explore?
That's okay. Basically, yeah, it's a game that was probably not meant for platforming, but they shoehorned it in anyway.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't. I wouldn't say it was shoehorned because there's a lot of it.
Yeah. Freak Five says he's been playing DQ11, Friday 13th, and Mad Max. Mad Max is an underrated game. I think Mad Max is probably one of the most underrated games I've ever played. I like that game quite a bit. And Friday 13th is pretty good too. I don't know. I never have time to play multiplayer games, really. I'd rather do the single player experience, which we could talk about later. Played a little bit of MPQ, of course, Doom. Doom is really fucking good, man. For a first person shooter, I don't think it gets much better than Doom. I mean, Call of Duty people can argue with me, but for a single player experience, give me Doom any day of the week over that shit. Hollow Knight, I like Hollow Knight, but there's no real clear cut direction to go with that game. Like it doesn't, like, it's a platforming, side scrolling platforming type deal. Not super difficult, but it doesn't really let you know what you need to do. But Dungeon said he's been playing Battlefield 5. Good thing he just rented it. I got all the other Battlefields except for 4, I think. I like what I've been playing of those games too. Pillars of the Earth. I got past that glitchy nonsense, man, where the dialogue tree wouldn't come up and it wouldn't let you continue if you talked to a certain person in the first chapter. And I'm on to chapter 2. I think I'm almost done with chapter 2. So I think there's a total of 7 chapters in that. A little bit of Nidhogg 2. And I'm getting further and further along in King Oddball. I want to get the platinum in that thing because I kind of feel like that's a big accomplishment for me. Like it can get difficult at times. So I got diamond challenges left to go for that. If anybody doesn't know what King Oddball is, just imagine Angry Birds, but like kind of a little more
fun.
Yeah, it's a little funner than Angry Birds is. It's to me, it's slightly more challenging. I don't know. And that's about it. So that's what I've been.
I guess. I mean, the game doesn't come out until next week, but Y2K, my biggest problem with it so far is that it has horrendously long and frequent load times.
What is Y2K, Eric? What kind of game is it?
It's an RPG.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, load times suck.
I don't know if it's like due to it being on the Switch or if it's just the lack of optimization that went into the game that's going to probably need to get patched later because.
Yeah.
Because it's most of my time in the game is spent like waiting for like the battles to start, and then, yeah. I mean, it's not long. It's like 30 seconds, but like 30 or at, that's at maximum. It's usually like 15 to 30 seconds long, depending on like what's going on.
That's way too long. It's like Star Wars Battlefront 2.
It's like Final Fantasy 7 load time lengths.
Yeah, I wonder what the load times are on the Xbox.
And I really hope it's not like a feature of the game that was designed to emulate that feeling, because you can fuck off with that nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
Like, the worst fucking load times are on Battlefront 2 for me on the PlayStation 4. Maybe I should have got it on the Xbox. I don't know if it's any better on the Xbox, but anyways. Let me go to chat here. Dungeon says, Battlefield 5 was a game of waiting for me, waiting to exit the title screen, waiting to see the menu come up after leaving. Yeah, and you're right, Breakman. Battle wait, huh? Waiting for another damn patch, waiting when you finally get to play. It's neat. But you're also waiting for it to find a game for you. Yeah, is it? Does it have a single player experience? I'm wondering, because I'm not interested unless it does. And Freak 5 finally got his loot box. He got an answer from the Twitter. They sent him tracking information. They sent the shipping info to FedEx on the 27th. The crate didn't reach FedEx until the 3rd. I'm wondering on our fucking box of dread still. So I don't know what's going on with this loot box of dread nonsense, man. It's just ridiculous. Dunn says, I remember the old BF 1942 days, Battlefield 1942 days, when you could bring up a server menu, double click on one, and bam, you're in the game.
But the game was also not nearly as graphically intensive as it was today. But
that's not the problem. His problem is he's waiting to find a match. Like, he's waiting in matchmaking. That's
never have to wait.
And he says,
that.
I have no idea why the game seems constipated when you just
yeah,
the game.
They need to patch it, it sounds like. The single player story.
Yeah, but like not finding people to play with is probably just a problem. Like, nobody's playing it.
It's Battlefield 5, though. Yeah. There are a lot of people playing it.
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 is exiled, by the way.
So, like, maybe are there, like, other servers, like, taken up already then?
I don't know.
Maybe
man.
It's too popular for its own good, and, like, the server that you manage to connect on, nobody's playing on.
Yeah. One of them.
Some of the loading menus, what kind of graphics is it loading? Real graphics, it's going outside and taking picture after.
Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. That's one. Like, I was concerned with, like, Battlefront 2. Like, that game takes fucking forever to load, man. Is there a way you can, like, fucking install that shit on your hard drive and just, like, not worry about that? Because it's, man, this is a long fucking
Like, the only thing I could think of is, like, why it takes so long to make transitions between, like, menu screens is because it might be front-loading, like, game assets before the game starts to make the game loading even faster, which suggests that the game loading is taking a long time.
Yeah. He has a feeling that Eric is right, though. It doesn't seem like a lot of people seem to be into it. That's why that game is, like, half price now. Disappointing sales, for sure, for Battlefield 5. But you know what? If the game is not up to par, then fuck it. You know, it doesn't deserve our attention. So, all right, let's...
It's not worse than Fallout 76, though. Like, that's been a nightmare.
Oh, God. Fallout 76 is... Man, it's getting skewed.
Insult the injury. It's been less than half price over for most of this month in a lot of places. Yeah, like, that's ridiculous. Like, if I bought that when it launched, I would be so flipping pissed right now.
Yeah, I know, man. And a lot of people are giving it's the worst game of the year, which, by the way, next week will be our... picks for game of the year, worst games of the year, you know, RPG of the year, all that stuff.
He says it's better by virtue of the game doesn't crash.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak 5 is talking about gay porn, so there you go.
Yes, I could have included news about Fallout 76 getting a round of patches, but it was like, it's going to need get a lot more, so why bother?
All right, let's move on to...
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, we got a couple of reviews, hopefully spoiler-free, on the Spider-Man, Spider-Verse from Eric. Eric, take it away.
Well, all of them are going to be spoiler-free. But
well, hopefully.
First movie I want to review is Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, which my first problem is with this movie has more to do with Warner Brothers and Hollywood being Hollywood, because, like, Johnny Depp, nobody should want to work with him because he plays the role of Grindelwald.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's
but a piece of shit plays a piece of shit in the movie, so why not?
Well, he usually plays a piece of shit. I mean, if you think about Jack Sparrow, Jack Sparrow is kind of a piece of shit. I mean, he's a pirate, you know. So I mean, it's like hand in hand. I mean, he's not a great.
Dungeon Buster's like the grimy Grindelwaldberg.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what can you tell us about Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald?
It is the direct sequel to the first film, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's still about Newt Scamander, but this time he's trying to look for Tina, who he worked with in the first film, because she went on a mission to try to find Credence. Who was the kid in the first movie who had, like, a massive magic power, and it was highly destructive, and is being stopped by Grindelwald, and that's what the movie's basically about. It's about trying to find him before he does.
Mm, okay. All right.
That's all I can really say without ruining the plot.
Yeah, okay. So what are you giving Crimes of Grindelwald?
I'm going to give it an 8. I think I gave the first movie like a 7.
Yeah.
I think this one's better focused, but the biggest problem I had with it is that, like even for somebody who knows the backstory of the Harry Potter lore, mm-hmm. The way they went about it, they made it some scenes more confusing than others, and characters probably need to speak up better, especially with Newt, because I know he mumbles his words and everything, but it's still kind of hard to hear what he says sometimes. Mm. And this is where having subtitles would have helped a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, that's something that movie theaters need to do, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get, like, an app on your phone, but not everybody has a phone.
Yeah.
But I think they, like, usually if you ask, they might have, like, some kind of machine that does it for you. Yeah. But
Dungeon says, and then there was talk they wanted to reboot the Pirates franchise without Depp. They should. They really should. I mean, there's plenty of lore to go into Pirates of the Caribbean.
So what, are they going to turn the Pirates franchise into the new Call of Duty? Like, it's just going to be a new pirate movie every year or something?
Probably, man.
They're going to have different characters in each movie, because they're going to have different people writing them for each cycle. Like they've got for Call of Duty, they got 3 different developers. So one movie will be about one character, the next one will be about one, and then you go back to this. Then they'll go back to that other character, and you'll be so fucking confused, because God damn, what the hell they're doing.
Yeah. Dunn said he'll try to watch this one. He saw the first one. Freak Fight says, Eric, did you catch the name of the lady who was cursed?
I can't remember which lady was cursed. Yeah. That's so non-specific, I can't even begin to explain.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Before we move on, Dungeon Buster says, "Don't you mean run aground?"
I think that deserves a cowbell break. You got any cowbell for us? There you go. All right. More cowbell.
There's a lot that's going on at once in that movie, so it's kind of hard to keep track of everything. Yeah.
All right, Eric. Now, this is the one that...
the one that changed into an animal. Oh, yeah, if you paid attention, that was Nagini. Nagini, who's the pet of Voldemort in the Harry Potter movies, was once a person.
Yeah. I need to rewatch all the Harry... I got all the Harry Potter movies. For those out there who want to get the Harry Potter movies in high def at a cheapy price, if you have Vudu, if you go on your computer, you can go to... And this is not...
I didn't spoil anything. The trailers didn't spoil already, so... Yeah.
All right. If you go to IMDb data... Not IMDb. Like a UPC database... and like for movies, and you scan it into the Vudu website. You can't do it by iPhone mobile app anymore. You might be able to do it from Android, but you can scan via your phone from the actual web address, and you can get those movies for $2 a piece. So you can get the entire Harry Potter franchise for around $14 in high definition. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of movies like that. So if you're looking to buy movies without renting them for a super cheap price, it's like the disc to digital program on Vudu.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't consider Nagini a spoiler, because they're just a snake in the Harry Potter movies. And it's something that they probably retconned just to make it work for the movie.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is the one that I really don't want you to spoil, Eric. If you can do just as good a job not spoiling Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse for us, please.
Into the Spider-Verse is a movie about the Spider-Man of Michael Morales, that Spider-Man. Yeah. But it's called Spider-Verse because...
Did you call him Michael Morales?
Yeah, it's not Michael Morales.
Miles, Eric, sorry.
Miles, yeah, yes, there you go. Spoiler, Uncle Ben is dead.
Yeah. Spoiler's gone, Don. He still has to figure out Spider-Ham's secret. Yeah.
Dungeon. She says Frank's Harry Potter movie deal needs a butterbeer promo.
It's called the Spider-Verse because the Spider-Man of that world, who wasn't Miles Morales, it was actually Peter Parker, trying to fight Kingpin to stop this machine from opening dimensional gateways and basically causing all kinds of mayhem because the dimensions collapsing in on themselves. Miles Morales becomes the Spider-Man after something happens. That's all I can say.
Okay, so you like the movie, Eric.
Yeah.
What are we giving Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
It's interesting because it's a CG movie, but the animation, I don't know if it's due to a design being the fact that it's in a 3D movie, but the frame rate is kind of in the 30-ish range. So, it makes it feel more like a claymation animation instead, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to give this movie a 9.
Yeah. Freak Five says the movie was awesome. This is the most comic movie
also,
comic book movie
you
ever.
Need to stick around for the post credit scene. It is hilarious.
Yeah. It looks really fantastic. I've heard nothing but good things. It's getting something 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is insane. So I
Frank
really
Man, through Spider-Gwen's true identity.
probably one of the best superhero movies he's ever seen. Dungeon says, "God damn, you guys for seeing! I want to watch it. Son of a bitches, yeah. Man. I'm definitely seeing it at the theater because I want more."
It sounds
movies
like we
like
need
this.
To go see Spider-Man.
It is the best Marvel animated movie since ever, because none of them ever were very good.
I like the Hulk versus shit. that stuff was good, but it was probably nowhere near the quality of this one. But yeah. All right, there's our
reviews. That felt less like a movie, more like
a
Dragon Ball Fusion Reborn type movie where it's just the fight.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. There's maybe Planet
like a
Hulk
movie with a narrative versus a movie spectacle.
Yeah,
I can't really think of any other really great Marvel animes, animated Marvel things.
Yeah,
but DC, there's so many of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna see it early next week. I really want to see this.
I still need to see Superman: Death and Rebirth.
Yeah,
and a couple others.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Earlier,
also Aunt May. It's almost like they channeled the Aunt May Victorian era Spider Woman, comics that existed back then.
Okay.
She was basically that character.
All right, no more
Spider-May.
Spider-May. That would have been cool.
That's a Chaos Freak said I would love to see an alternate universe, Ultimate Universe Spider-Verse movie where Aunt May gets bit by a spider.
Ooh, that would be kind of cool.
Would she call herself Spider-May?
Like I said, there was a comic book which was set in the Victorian era where she
is Spider Ant.
She's Spider Woman.
Yeah. All right, let's...
Please don't be as stupid as Spider-Gwen. Hey, my first name is Gwen, so I'm just going to use that.
Yeah, well, I think that was...
Well, we're going to eventually figure
out... I'm in New York.
It's kind of... that fits perfect with anyways. All right, let's move on to...
We could call her Spider-Woman, but we kind of already did Spider-Woman.
Yeah,
so what we call her? Oh, just... Put their first name on there.
Yeah, why not? All right, here we go. I teased this earlier, guys. Alright, earlier we talked about Highscapades, that I had one that I think might top any other Highscapade I've had on this show. I'm calling this one Horse Divorce. And so Bernie and I were sitting and talking, and Bernie was playing her Sims mobile game. She likes The Sims and those type of Sim-type games, hence the Jurassic Park that I got her for Christmas. But anyways, so she looks at me and she's saying, you know, kind of filling me in on what's going on with The Sims. You know, I don't know if anybody knows, like, has ever played The Sims. I never really played it, but I obviously I know, and it's kind of known what they are. It's just like a life simulator, basically, with stupid, funny things that go on or whatever. But she's like, oh, we're planning a wedding and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, no wedding, you know, no, you know, fuck that. But anyways, she goes, yeah, we're planning a wedding and right now we're having a tasting. And I'm like, what's a tasting? Like, what do you, like, on it? And she's like, oh, it's where, you know, you taste different foods for, you know, what you're going to have for your wedding, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense, blah, blah, blah. And so I didn't think anything of it. I'm watching some political, you know, videos on YouTube, whatever. And she goes, oh, right now we're having horse divorce. And I'm like, horse divorce? What the fuck is that? Like, I've never heard of that in my
life. Horses and get then, married hold and on. They divorce?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking, Eric. And so I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, horse divorce? Oh, do you mean hors d'oeuvres? And she looks at me and she just like turned beet red and she started laughing and she goes, yes, hors d'oeuvres. Like, she had never seen that word like written out. So to her it was horse divorce, and to me it sounded like horse divorce. So I'm like, oh geez, man, that was like a face palm and a half, man. That was like the fun. And I started
the H
laughing.
Is supposed to be silent.
Yeah, it's like H apostrophe ORS and, you know, however else it's spelled. But you know, whatever. Let's see. Freak 5 says, I played one Sims game ever. I was doing the tutorial, and at one point my character's mom pissed on the floor, and then when I tried to make her clean it up, she refused to. I turned off the game and never played again. And
played SimCity for the SNES.
Yeah. Yeah, Dungeon
have fun
says
with that instead.
Dungeon says horse divorce with toothpicks. Yeah, exactly, man. I was like,
Mr.
Man,
Ed
man.
Could be the judge.
Yeah, exactly. We could have Mr. Ed, we could have, like, you know, Secretariat, we could have you know, all those old school horses and stuff in a game. And like getting divorced from their wives, I guess. But anyways, let's move on. Does anybody else have a high school?
We get like Phoenix Wright. Objection.
Yeah, exactly. Does anybody else have a high escapade? Break, you have a high escapade this week? I know we were talking earlier about, you know, the type of things that could be in here. What about you, Eric? Anything? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing, Break?
No. I mean, do you want me to make one up?
No.
Freak
5 first.
I'll start.
Freak 5 says, that's a reboot I want. Mr. Ed. I would play the hell out of a Mr. Ed video game. Dungeon says, I played one Sim game a long time ago. I built a house, my Sims to be happy, and left for dinner and let it run. When I came back, the house was dark, the kitchen was scorched, and there was a pile of ashes on the floor. Yeah, you have to level up your cooking skill, Dungeon. That's the key. Like, if you let them loose and you give them, you know, you tell them, make a grilled cheese sandwich, they'll fucking make a grilled cheese sandwich and burn down your house if they don't have the proper skills. So, there you go.
More like an ashen sandwich, because yeah. They'll all be burnt.
Yeah, exactly.
I do actually have one that's kind of political.
Okay. Feel free. Go for it.
It's a Highscapade. Everyone knows Kellyanne Conway, right?
Yes, we do.
And you know her husband, right?
Yes, George Conway. Yes.
For people who don't know.
I don't know of her husband, though.
Yeah. Okay, for people who don't know, she is a right-wing Trumpet. His mouthpiece type person.
Yep.
And his mouthpiece is Sarah Sanders, but you know, she's like that kind of person. I forget what her role is for him, but she works for him and she does his dirty work and stuff like that. Well, her husband has been anti-Trump forever.
Yes.
And he's gone on Twitter and, you know, he's criticized Trump and stuff like that. But this week he decided to do something completely different. And while his wife was doing an interview, he fact-checked his own wife on
Yes,
Twitter.
I saw that, man. That was fantastic, man. That was crazy, man. That's really cool.
I wonder
man.
Why he married such a person like that.
I don't know, man. I'm guessing that those two will get divorced.
I wonder
that
money?
Yeah. No, it's not that. If you've seen pictures of him.
He's a big dude.
He's yeah. He is, what's that word? Ugly?
It's a big dude.
And she's not.
I mean, Kellyanne Conway's not exactly like the best
she's,
looking
like,
chick in
she's
the world.
She's thin, and I know she's not great, but she's not like completely ugly. Where he is like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
he's a big dude. He didn't used to be that
yeah.
big. But...
It's not just big. Like I think he's balding and
no,
some other,
I maybe.
Like,
the universe has not been kind to him.
Yeah, the universe yes, has not yes. been kind to that dude. I mean, Kellyanne Conway is not exactly a spring chicken herself. Dungeon I says,
but
I miss.
I just imagine like she must be like freaky crazy and stuff. And
yeah.
And the fights must be insane in the house.
Yeah, Freak Fight brings
the
up
fights and the makeup yeah. sex are like the neighbors are complaining. Like, shut the fuck up!
Exactly. Freak Fight says, could Herbie the Love Bug be from the Cars universe? I could easily see that being the case. Dunn
oh,
says,
dude, he would beat all like, those cars.
Out. That's a missed opportunity. For
yep,
Cars 3.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I love those Herbie.
Oh
Herbie
God, those
movies.
Are some of the greatest movies, man. Just really,
and they
good
couldn't do it.
Movies.
The first two Cars movies because it was still Pixar.
And I'm
but...
not talking that damn fucking Lindsay Lohan debacle with Herbie.
I never saw the remake.
Oh, God.
No.
So
I'm
bad.
Talking about the old Herbie movies
yeah.
with, oh, what's that guy's name?
Don Knotts.
What?
Don Knotts was
not
in
Don
one,
Knotts,
was
no, the star. I
can't remember.
Don Knotts was a mechanic, but what was the driver's name? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I can't. Geez, somebody in chat might know. Dungeon says, I missed the fact-checking thing. Dude, you gotta look it up, Dungeon. It was pretty fucking funny because what Brake said was true. All right, let's move on to.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Brake man.
It was Buddy Hackett that was his
Buddy Hackett.
Mechanic,
yeah.
Not Don Knotts.
Yeah. Buddy Hackett, you're
Dean,
right.
Dean
yeah.
Jones was the driver.
Yeah, Dean
That's
Jones. You got it. You got it. All right, Brake man.
Yeah. Okay.
Stinko of the week.
Buddy Hackett. Like, you threw me off when you said Don
yeah,
Knotts.
Yeah, I thought it was,
yeah,
like,
it was
for
Buddy
some
Hackett.
Reason, I was thinking of Don Knotts in that one movie and, you know, those old school Disney movies.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I mean, not to trash on Don Knotts. He's awesome. I love Don Knotts.
I like Don Knotts,
Another theory I have, the Cars universe is taking place in the Toy Story universe, and they're all toy cars.
Oh, that would be fine, too. That makes sense, too. That would be really cool. If they do that with Toy Story 4, that would be – I actually don't like the Cars movies, but, man, that would make it kind of fun, I think, but whatever. All right, Brake Man, you're Stinko.
My Stinko goes to the city who this week decided – well, actually, you know what? Let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
What is the legal age of adulthood?
18, I believe, here.
Are you sure?
I'm not 100% sure where you are, but here it is.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. 21? 21, maybe?
I'm going to say 16.
No. No. What's the legal age of drinking?
Oh, 21 for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then why is adulthood considered 18?
That's
yeah,
a good question.
That's a
I've asked
paradox.
That for years, man. I've asked that for years, Brake Man. But yes.
Either they're adults at 18 or they're adults at 21.
Yes.
And like you're telling them that they can serve
you
the
try
country
for murder at 18.
Yeah.
That's what they make
yeah.
good.
That you can serve for your country, you can be tried as an adult,
mm-hmm.
and you will be treated as an adult
yes.
for everything.
Yes.
But we're not going to let you have alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, in the city of Cincinnati, and it's been happening in a lot of places, they decided that now tobacco you have to be 21 years of age to purchase.
Oh, dear Lord.
Are you an adult at 21 or are you an adult at 18?
See, this is something we've talked about a little bit before on the show, Brake Man. I couldn't agree with you more. Like, you're old enough to pick up
cigarettes destroy
hold on,
your
Eric.
Body, but
hold on,
at
Eric.
Least they don't crash cars into other cars.
If you want to move the legal age of adulthood to 21,
then do it.
I'm okay
yeah.
with that.
I'm okay with
that
as well. I was gonna.
I know a lot of like the kids would be really upset about that and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but they like their rights are limited at 18.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've talked about this a little bit before. Break,
it's illegal to buy it, says Chaos Freak. I don't. It's probably illegal to own it too.
Yeah,
just because, you know.
I'd rather them not roll up the age of smoking to 21 along with drinking, because like it's already bad enough with those, but then like what if they try to roll that into like voting rights?
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like that's everything. You shouldn't be considered, if they don't consider you an adult at 21.
You should be 18, because like
then you should be able to drink and smoke at 18, which I'm okay with too.
I'm not okay with that actually, because I don't think you have. It goes both ways. I don't think you have enough.
Like I get your like you're not fully developed and right, stuff like that. Right. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying as a country,
yeah,
if we're going to decide that you are, because we right now have already decided 18 is an adult. I think at 18, then you should be able to buy a beer.
I actually think it should be rolled up to 21, Breakman.
I prefer
I think
that.
Drinking is the only one that is acceptable at 21, because like
yeah, Eric, let me.
I think the longer you can hold off a person from drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, like, the longer you hold it off, the more they're going to drink illegally.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But here's the thing.
That's true. But like I think we should be as a country should be discouraging people from drinking.
I agree. Here's the thing, though. Let me finish this point real quick. I actually think it should be 21, which would cause a lot of backlash in the short term. Like
yeah.
Like there would be a lot of, you know. Teenagers, 18, 19, 20,
you know who the most backlash you would get from, though?
Republicans, probably.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe, but yeah. The military, and I was going to say the government, but the military mostly.
But that's my
Whole point of them, like 18 being adults, is yeah. Because they want to get them while they're still young and malleable.
Here's my point. I do believe that the age should be rolled to 21.
Yeah, and Mrs. Breakman said, I don't agree.
In Japan, does 20.
That should be
like,
illegal.
Like, 20, you're able to drink.
I'm getting interrupted. I'm sorry. Yeah. She told me I'm saying it wrong, but she said, I don't agree that you can serve your country at 18, but you can't smoke tobacco.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I honestly think that the adult age should be 21, because that gives you 3 extra additional years of life experience, right? Which is invaluable. Like, every year you're on this planet, you learn 50 million new things, you know? And I don't think let me finish.
Anyway.
Eric. Let me finish. I've been trying to finish this point like 10 times, and let me just get it out, and then you can discuss from there. I think it should be rolled to 21, which there will be backlash, as I said, and Breakman, I think we agree. Like, a lot of people would be pissed off about it at first, right? But the whole military thing, move that age up to 21 as well, because I personally don't want 18-year-olds shooting people. Overseas or otherwise, you know what I mean? I think
they're not complete adults.
They're not
yet.
Complete
like,
adults.
I agree. Like I think it should be 21.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if we treat them as adults at 18, we should treat them as adults.
I agree.
You can't tell them like you can go die for your country, but you can't have a beer.
Right. I agree. Like if you're gonna say that they're adults at 18, yeah. Let them drink beer. Let them smoke tobacco.
It should be rolled to 21.
Let them smoke weed where it's legal, like here in Colorado.
I think we all agree.
Yeah.
I think we're all agreeing on this, yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we all think it should be 21.
Yes, yes.
But right now, if they consider it 18, then treat them like they're adults.
How about this for something in additional to think about when it comes to the military? If you raise it to 21, how about sending some of the troops back and stopping some of the wars so you don't have the need to fucking have 18-year-olds in your fucking army? How about that? I mean, that's just a thought. Just a thought. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
but
I'm crazy.
But like I said, they want to get them at 18.
I know.
And at 18, you start paying taxes, as Chaos Freak says. Yeah. Like they're government.
Them,
and
like,
that's what I was saying. Government
or,
wants them.
Or at the very least, like, okay, they can't serve until they're 21, but they could do like military academy.
Yeah, like a 3-year military academy before if they wanted to, which you get paid for maybe at a lesser rate. I'm okay with that, but I mean you wouldn't have the need for it if you didn't have so many fucking. We have 7 different fucking wars. When Obama took office, we were in 2 wars, and that ballooned to 7. We're in 7 fucking wars right now.
No.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean,
And it's all for stealing other countries' resources.
Yeah, absolutely. It's dumb.
It's theft. It's not even real war.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Did you finish?
When I think of war, I think of fighting for one's survival, not stealing people's shit.
Breakman, any final thoughts on your Stinko?
Yeah, just, I mean, it'll never happen, like, it changed in 21, not because of the voters, but because of our government.
Yep,
I mean,
absolutely.
they want the votes. They want to get kids in that college age and high school upper age where they're the most, like, malleable and where they can influence them the most. And
well,
that's exactly what they want.
Look at the advertising. I was looking on my PlayStation. That had a whole feature on fucking Army. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you're getting people that play Call of Duty early, aren't you?
Yep. Jesus. That's what they want, soldiers, mm-hmm. and they want voters, they want tax dollars.
Yep, absolutely.
As soon as possible.
I didn't see a Stinko under your name, Eric. Do you have a Stinko this week?
I could think of one, Kevin Hart.
Oh.
He's almost full of piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's mostly refused to apologize over the years, hasn't he?
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, I hesitate to say that he's a total piece of shit, but from his actions and his words, like, it's pretty close to me saying you're a piece of shit, dude. Like, honestly, you're right, Eric. There's no defending that dude.
Yeah, he does a lot of great things for the black community, though.
Yeah, I want to disown. If my son was gay, I'd disown him. That's what he's basically saying.
I know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and he has never apologized for it.
Yeah,
I mean, we finally got an apology from him, basically saying, but it was more of a, you know, mixed apology. It wasn't like, I'm so sorry for the things I've said or for the lives I've been.
Yeah, even
stuff
something
like, that,
like even a half-assed fucking apology, you know, it's like, ugh. Freak 5 brought up his Stinko. It's the migrant caravan, U.S. to investigate after child dies in custody at border. I can guarantee you I know where that fucking investigation is going, right into the fucking trash. He said, brought to you by the people who said that all lives matter. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to move on to my Stinko of the Week. All right, we've been talking ad nauseum the past year. 218 and 217, for the most part, has been dominated by one of the most worthless politicians, I think, in the history of politicians. Donald Trump.
Orangey McStupid?
Yep, Orangey McStupid. But this week, it's a little different because up until this point, he hasn't been directly implicated in anything, even though it's clear as day through his words, his actions, other people's words, other people's actions, that he's a fucking criminal. I think, honestly, now we can all in unison with 100% certainty say that Orangey McStinkerton is a fucking criminal. He's been implicated in a fucking felony. We have a felon in chief now. Like, I've been saying these type of things before, just, you know,
completely and totally dumb.
he is without a doubt the worst president we've ever had, and he's a felon. Richard Nixon as well, and George H.W. Bush for his fucking war crimes that he never got tried for. But Trump is a fucking felon. He's an unindicted co-conspirator. He's diverted campaign finance laws by name with corroborating witnesses. And the reason we know that is because he was sitting in a meeting with Michael Cohen and David Pecker from the National Enquirer, the head of AMI.
So, I have never seen a story change more than his story on that. Like, it has changed. Let me see. Originally, he said no knowledge of it, or it didn't happen. Then no knowledge of it.
Yeah.
Then, and now he's saying, I don't know. He's a lawyer. You know, I had enough.
I know.
Lawyers do.
But that's
whatever.
The thing with Trump. He gets away with that because he's
I didn't tell him to break the law.
Right. He's so over the top with his denials and his changing of stories that his base just kind of takes it for what he says, and they're big apologists. But like, more and more of those people are starting to find out that the ship is fucking sinking. It's sinking. Like, it is.
There's And not to interrupt you again, I've noticed like Fox News more and more. Yeah. I've seen people who are still like Trump supporters calling Fox News more left wing because even like people on that
Napolitano
are starting to turn on him. Fox News is saying you're bad. Like, how bad do you have to be?
Some of the Republicans behind the scene, and we don't know which ones, but I'm pretty sure that it's some major ones that are that knew from the beginning that he was an idiot, but they wanted their tax cuts, which they got. And I said this a long time ago. Once the Republicans got their tax cuts, it would be all over for Trump. And if they needed to jump ship, they would fucking jump ship. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Freak 5 says, Frank saying the most stupid of all politicians of all time means something. He's been around for them all. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. He also says, oh, we need a parody of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal. Orange Criminal. Yeah. I mean, he really is.
Frank remembers when Socrates was considered a radical.
How dare you. How dare you. Yeah, I mean, those were fringe opinions that Socrates had back in the day, man.
No, Frank was Socrates.
How dare you.
He drank the hemlock, but instead of killing him, he just changed his appearance.
How dare you. You son of a bitch, man. How dare you. All right. I don't think I skipped anybody. So let's move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the week, guys. Breakman, do you have a Sweeto?
I do have a Sweeto. My Sweeto goes to somebody sent me a Christmas present. I'm going to open it right now and see what it is. All right,
I'm crossing my fingers. I hope you don't have this game. Wow. You probably do.
Ah, fuck, I do. Oh, no, just kidding. I haven't opened it yet.
Son of a bitch.
This is Borderlands the Handsome Jack collection, or the Handsome collection.
Yeah.
I thought it was Handsome Jack collection. Nice. I do not have Borderlands.
Sweet.
For Xbox One. Thank
you. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Xmas to you. I hope you enjoy it. It's brand new. I know the packaging isn't on it, but trust me, I haven't played it once. So I was sitting there.
I believe you. You've said bad things about Borderlands, so I believe you.
It's not. It's bad things. How dare you? Eric, you got your game as well. You got Tales of Berseria, which I think we mentioned on the show, but that is also new. I did not play it, so you guys have brand new games. So there you go. Frank proofread the Bible for the original author. Freak 5 says, how dare you.
I don't think there was an original author for the Bible.
Yeah, I should have sent you the
first originally printed and mass produced.
You know what? Maybe we can make a push. Freak 5 makes a good point. He says, Frank, you should have sent him a PS4 copy. Maybe that's the way to get break to get a PS4 is to like have a bunch of people
send him a PS4, bitch.
But like send him PS4 games so he's kind of like obligated it. And then every time like somebody brings up, oh, hey, Break, did you get a chance? And it kind of shames him. He's like, no, I don't have a PS4. Like, you know,
no, but thanks. I traded it in and got some. I mean,
you son of a bitch. No. You son of a bitch. You wouldn't do that to your friends. You would buy a PS4.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd feel bad. How dare you? I can't trade this in.
All right. So, yeah, Borderlands. Hope you like it, man. You know, I was going to play it, but. You know, I got so many other PS4 games that I could play. So, you know, according to the Bible, so Moses.
Two complete
author.
Games, all bonus add-on content, remastered for a new generation. I played two, but I've never played the Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Yeah. Yeah,
Borderlands 3 is the thing that's happening, too.
Yeah, which is fine by me. I love those games.
But I'm not sure if I want it, because, like, Gearbox being Gearbox.
they're good games, man. I don't know.
It's sort of like a lot of the Western games. I'd say wait until, like, some of the DLC or all DLC is out. That's when they've already patched a lot of their mistakes.
You could say that about every AAA game, man. You could say that about just wait until they go cheaper.
It's mostly the Western releases, though, because if you look at, like... the Switch, for instance, doesn't really have that problem of games coming out too soon.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. All right, Eric, your Sweeto of the Week.
I don't really have a Sweeto, but like there was something at work that happened that was cool. We got a free lunch.
That's always a Sweeto, man. That's cool. You know,
we had the veggie lasagna.
Mm, okay.
And some people couldn't eat the salads because the salad had spinach in it, though. So,
You can't eat salads with spinach? Why, they're allergic to spinach?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, well, still, free lunches.
Wait,
free
so lunch. Nobody else can have it because one person is allergic to it?
No.
No.
We're just saying that. That was kind of bummer for
them. Yeah, bummer for
some people. Oh, oh. I'm like, damn, that's like peanut allergy. Like, I didn't know there was a spinach allergy that bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably something that's in the spinach.
Freak Five says he's donating.
Popeye lose every fight. Like, fuck, God, I can't get away from these. Shit.
look, this is you're at way out of this.
This is breaking news. This is breaking news here. Freak Five says his sweeto is he's donating a gift card to RP Grinders. That's what he said. It's right there in chat. I'm looking at it. And Spider-Verse. So there you go.
I did. Oh yeah, and as a part of the, they do this every year, but it's essentially my Christmas bonus. But I got something, during Thanksgiving, for like instead of getting a turkey, I got a gift card then.
Oh, that's cool.
Used that to buy Undertale at Best Buy. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with this one though.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's also $5 gift card for China Eagle that I could potentially trade to get either a GameStop or a Best Buy card.
There you go. All right, real quickly.
I have a choice between putting that money towards Trails of Cold Steel on PS4 or trying to look online for like a $40 PSN Plus or PS Plus card.
Yeah, that's
for 12 months.
That's cool. All right, real quick, Sweeto, for me, I was looking at the calendar, and I get my kids for Christmas. We switch every week, so... this is the first Christmas I'm going to have with my kids for like 3 years. And I'm like really, really looking forward to it, man. I hate Christmas like in general. Like you guys
Frank
know.
Is the Grinch.
I am exactly. Actually this year I'm going to be Santa Claus, man. But, most times I am the Grinch cause I can't stand Christmas, man. They're just, I mean, the holidays bring out the worst in everybody. I believe, especially Christmas, Halloween's
you
a complete
opposite. Something.
I did, because I always do. I mean, I'm always
Santa.
I'm always.
Oh my giving. God! You're Santa Claus.
How dare you? I'm not that fat. I'm not that
He's
fat
old
yet.
Enough.
I'm not that fat yet, man. So,
no.
So Frank, if Frank's Santa Claus, then where's this Krampus?
How dare you? Maybe I'm Krampus. I think that's
Freak said he was gonna call him Krampus.
How dare you? I am Krampus. That's better. All right, so yeah, I'm super stoked.
If Bug was here, I'd probably call him Krampus.
I'm super, super excited. I mean, 3 years without my kids, man. Like, it's I'm super happy that I'm finally having.
I can't believe it's been that long. Like, it's wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. It's time's kind of flown by.
It does, man, and it's. It's been a rough road, man, but I finally fought back and I can't wait. I'm excited, man. I haven't been in this position in a very, very long time, and I'm actually really looking forward to this Christmas. Not only this Christmas, but 2019 I'm really looking forward to, especially January. But anyways, so there and I am not that fat, Freak Five. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Sitting here pouring my heart. I'm walking off this goddamn show, man. Not that fat. All right, we're going to do the free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. All right, this week's free-for-all. Next week, as a quick preview of next week's free-for-all, we're going to be doing our Game of the Year picks, whether they're action RPG, worst games that we played over the last year, etc., all those, normal categories. But this week I was kind of wondering, is there anything this month within the next couple of weeks that is coming out that we're kind of looking forward to? Eric, also?
The end of January, Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition comes out.
That's January. I'm talking about December, man. Anything in...
The end of this month?
Yeah. So, I mean, recently...
Like, the things that I already wanted this month kind of came out already.
Yeah.
isn't everything out as far as game-wise?
I was thinking,
next week, Y2K comes out, but that's the only other thing I could think of.
Yeah.
What are they waiting for? Christmas? Oh, wait. That's in less than 12 days.
Yeah, I know, man. I was just thinking that. Or, well, then, are there any games that came out this month that you really need to get? I mean, I could see one that I can really get that I would love. Super Smash Brothers came out this month. I'm excited to get that, but I just don't have the money for it.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had a Switch. I want... I want Mario Odyssey and I want Super Smash
Katamari Bros. Damacy Reroll.
You're never going to replace me, you son of a bitch. Freak 5, he says, dibs on replacing Frank when he walks off. How dare you? You're exiled. Super Smash Bros. I'm kind of curious about Just Cause 4. I know there's been kind of mixed reviews about it, but I'm a little curious. I kind of want that chaotic.
I did mention Katamari Damacy for the Switch or the PC.
Yeah, Katamari would be a fun one. I'm trying to look at other releases that are coming in December. Let's see here. I got to pull up something on YouTube. I don't want to look at the whole video, but damn it. Why does the sound come up, man? That's ridiculous. let's see. Okay, so here's a kind of a top 10 from Game Ranks. Override Mech City Brawl, never heard of it. Katamari, you said. Is that already out, Eric?
Yeah, it came out Friday last week.
What about Dancing in Starlight? I think you talked a little bit about that, Eric. It's kind of like meh. It's good, but it's just, you know, meh.
It's more like it would have been better served if they had made a game based on the two games being one game.
Yeah. Dusk, which is a PC release, Insurgency Sandstorm for the PC they have listed here. Anybody, I know Break isn't, but...
anybody played Ashen, that came out.
What about PUBG on the PS4? I haven't heard anything one way or the other about that game on the PS4. Mutant Years...
I see between that and Fortnite, you're better off playing Fortnite, but I think you're better off not playing either of them.
Well, that's true, but if you're going to play one, probably Fortnite. What about Mutant Year Zero Road to Eden for the PC? Any takers on that?
I haven't heard anything about it, really.
Yeah, and then Just Cause 4 and, of course, Super Smash Brothers. What about Earth Defense Force 5 for the PS4 coming out?
Well, those are always fun games.
Yeah. I know Freak 5 has...
They're good budget title games, so they're probably not worth the price now, but maybe a few months later.
Yeah. I want to get Last Remnant. I think I'm the only fan of that game on this show.
That's like a $40 game now, isn't it?
Yeah, it needs to be lowered in price before I get it.
If you already own it on Steam, how much does it cost now?
I'm not sure.
I think they give you a discount for owning in the previous one.
Borderlands 2 VR. So Freak 5, I know, has a VR headset, so that might be something he might own. I mean, I know I got Borderlands 2 for Break on the Xbox One, so that might be something that PSVR people are into.
Superman controls his super penis. That's your answer.
Yeah.
He controls how much power he puts in the penis.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about Superman sex here. Dungeon says, I heard that Mutant RPG is actually good. It's based off the pen and paper RPG. Just Cause 4 was kind of meh for me. Yeah, I have heard mixed reviews on that, but I don't know. It looks kind of fun. Looks fun to me from the videos that I've seen. But, yeah, that's about it, man. I don't have anything else. I know Breakman is really looking out for Fallout 76. I think
no, he's... right, right. That's, yeah. You're just trying to make sure – you're just trying to see if I was actually listening. Yes, I'm paying attention. I'm listening. Yeah. I just didn't have anything to add to the conversation.
No, I was just saying.
Hey, Frank, should we do a roulette on what movie I should see next week, Aquaman or Bumblebee?
Oh, this is an easy one for me. If we're taking votes, I'm saying Aquaman. I wouldn't even bother with Bumblebee. But what do you say,
Brandon? I say Bumblebee. Bumblebee looks good.
So does Aquaman. Haven't you seen the previews?
Yes, I've seen the previews for Aquaman. It does not look good to me.
Oh, how dare
Aquaman
you.
Doesn't...
How dare you.
Yeah, okay. I'm not.
All right, we're taking a chat poll. What should Eric see, Aquaman or Bumblebee?
Like, how much do you like Mimosa versus...
Mimosa.
How much you like Bumblebee?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't like that franchise at all, so it's easy call for me.
Bumblebee is, I mean, from the previews we've seen, it looks like the Transformers movie that old school Transformers fans have wanted.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like what we, you know, like I liked the 80s cartoon.
Okay,
you know,
we're taking.
You know, it wasn't G.I. Joe, but it was like
Bay director.
Okay,
or
so...
is he like involved at all?
No, I think he's like the executive.
So it has a chance to not be garbage.
All right, Dungeon, we're going to make you commit. Bumblebee or Aquaman, and Freak 5, Bumblebee or Rocketman. And let's see if we can get some other chatters in here. Banana Nanin is in there. Come on, make your pick. Bumblebee or Aquaman. Commander Root's in there.
I'll see both eventually, but what should I see first?
Aquaman. Don't see both, man. The fuck? I mean, yeah. Skinny Seahorse.
How about I do a double feature and watch both of them?
Oh, dear Lord. Tade underscore and UE12.
I'm only worried about doing that because, like, Bumblebee might be close to 3 hours long, and Aquaman's, like, probably similar.
Freak 5 says Into the Spider again. No, it's not both. We need one.
That wasn't a choice, but go see that.
Yeah, no, that's not. The choice is either A, Bumblebee, or B, Aquaman. I want Rumble. What?
He's talking about
Transformer.
Character Soundwave. Yeah. We see him. The character Soundwave is a character that turns into a boombox.
Jesus Christ, man!
Oh, that's right.
Soylent
Rumble was one of those.
Dungeon things. Says yes into the Spider Verse.
He's another Decepticon.
You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! Dungeon.
To see him in the movies. I would like to
Dungeon,
see Rumble.
Dungeon Busters like encouraging Rumble. Freak Five's nonsense in chat. No, we need answers. Damn it. Break and I disagree. Break says Bumblebee. I say Aquaman. Mm-hmm. So we need Freak 5 and Dungeon to break the goddamn chat. Or break the tie.
No, they actually created another tie. We're going to have to wait until somebody else comes in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where's Bernie? Maybe Bernie should jump in and see what
she'll be the deciding vote.
Oh, dear Lord. I don't even think she's in chat, man. So, fuck. All right, then it's going to come down to a coin flip. I have a coin right here, which is in the form of a DS game. Heads is the face of the DS game, and tails is the non-face of the DS game. So let's see. Heads will be Aquaman, the Mario Kart side of this DS game, and the non-facing portion of this DS game will be Bumblebee, and I'm going to flip it in the air. You guys are going to have to trust me. And guess what? It's fucking Bumblebee. So go see Bumblebee, you son of a bitch. I know you want to see Bumblebee. God damn it, I should have rigged it.
You can always blame Two-Face for that.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, he had a random thought. Imagine that, a random thought from Freak 5. He says, you can't spell necromancer without romance. Or how about this? You can't spell necromancer without romancer. So there you go.
How about we make Frankos the Aquaman?
Frank Welker approves this coin flip. Oh man, Dungeon, you're something else, man. Dungeon, let me know when you're gonna be fucking playing the game anytime soon on live on PS4 because I do quite enjoy watching you, your gaming prowess, man. Jesus Christ, that guy's.
I don't have does the PS4 stream?
Yes.
It's like I don't actually have a Twitch thing I can.
Yes,
set up.
It does. It works really well. I have a couple of videos.
Have you been watching me play Bloodborne?
No, I never know when you're on there, man. Are you actively streaming that? Because I wouldn't mind watching that.
Do you hit the stream button when you do that or something?
On PS4, yeah, you just hit the share button and it gives you an option to stream to. As long as you link your accounts. You can stream straight from that share button. It works really, really well. I was playing Little Nightmares. I have a couple of Little Nightmare videos on there and, you know, stuff like that. So I'll be doing more of that on the RP Grinders channel. And you guys are more than welcome to do that as well.
I'll probably be trying that around noonish tomorrow.
Yeah, try that, man. Just hook it up to the RP Grinders. Let me know if you need any help. With that, I'll try to help you out, Eric, because you do a lot more gaming than I do, man. I'm usually busy with kids or busy with life, but yeah, no.
You will both do more gaming than I have enough time to do.
Yeah, jeez, yeah.
Beer day. My work would never do that. My work couldn't allow that for several reasons.
That's very true. It was the holiday party for work. I think I put those pictures on. Yeah, I put those pictures on Twitter.
Are you expected to go home afterwards? I mean, that's why you can't do it. Like, do they wait until you're sober, then you can go home?
Yeah.
No. No, they expect you to be responsible adults.
I'm planning to run a Hackmaster game and realize what to do. Have a necromancer named Nick Romance. He will be running a circus. You don't have to pay zombie workers or feed zombie animals. Yeah, exactly. Dutton says I will. I had a bunch of people watch my Just Cause 4 stream in the middle of the night, which was a surprise. Most lurk, but I love lurkers. I definitely wouldn't be a lurker dungeon. I would be criticizing like crazy. I'd be like, dungeon, the way you one-shotted those three zombies, next time can you move that a little to the left and get the fourth one, please? Because that's ridiculous, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Three zombies instead of four with one shot. Come on, man. Just happy to provide a little entertainment to curious people. Yeah.
Oh, Frank, I think it's on Funimation now, but I think there's an anime called Zombieland Saga.
You're a
backseat gamer, Frank.
I totally am, man. I fucking
You could probably watch that. Yeah. Zombieland Saga. I think it's either on Crunchyroll or Funimation. I'm not sure.
I am not a backseat gamer, Dungeon. I just call it like it is. I'm one of the greatest gamers of all time. I have several records, I'll have you know. And I just want to make you a better gamer, Dungeon. I mean, seriously, like...
Who the hell are you? Have you been possessed by Orangey?
How dare you, son of a bitch, Breakman. All right, I think that's all we got for today.
I didn't know Orangey had possession powers.
I didn't know either. Now I'm scared. Like, that's not good. And, like, need those.
Breakman, you know what you're going to get for that? This is what you're going to get for that.
Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
I don't know why you keep saying that, Breakman.
Not the greatest coach of all time.
Why does Breakman keep doing this? Breakman,
I don't know.
I mean, why did you just say that? Like, I didn't ask you about Marvin Lewis. Are you
Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time?
Why do you keep saying it? I know he's the greatest coach of all time, according to you, man. I mean,
he's got a big, huge hate boner.
All right, man. Let's see. Freakfly says, I can't remember if I mentioned my idea for a Pathfinder character. In Pathfinder, you can purchase a cat for 3 copper. So for 3 gold, a starting character can buy 100 cats. So his idea is to play
cats
a bard.
Are cheap, man.
Bard with 100 cats used as an... If you could, man, that would be fucking wicked, man.
Yeah,
that 100 palicos.
it might start taxing the system, you know? It's 100 cats.
Yeah, that's true, too.
What you're going to put this on, if you try and put it on a smartphone...
Would it? I mean, because wouldn't they all just fall asleep?
Yeah, exactly. Start licking themselves in the...
But, I mean, you have to, like, animate them licking themselves or snoring, right?
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know... Licking themselves in the junk.
A cat carrier of holding.
You just open it up and like unlimited cats start sprawling out. All right.
It's like a clown car. I would like to say on the office party thing, like you were asking about bringing alcohol and stuff like that. Like they've done it for years and we've never had a problem with anybody getting arrested or anything like that. But I'm sure.
If your job is just an office job, then it shouldn't be an issue. But like right. My job. People are running machinery or they're in the office.
No, you do it after work. I mean, you're not going to do it during work. Jesus Christ, man.
No, yeah.
Right during work.
No. Yeah, in the office. Like they said at noon, like, okay, the party starts at noon. There's food, there's celebration, there's alcohol. What? Okay.
There's boobs? Did you just say there's boobs?
He said food.
Oh, okay. Just as long as you don't shoot it. Breaker.
Beer and wine and musicians and
minstrels,
all this Christmas holiday celebration.
Shooting food caused an explosion. Would shooting alcohol cause an implosion?
A very bad one.
Oh dear Lord, man. I think that's gonna end this fucking week on Grinders. Cats for everyone, Dungeon says. So yeah, there you go.
Don't shoot cats either.
Yeah, don't shoot cats, don't shoot the food, you know, all that fun stuff. All right, break. Your plugs, man.
You can follow me at _ breakman. Shit.
Cat carrier holding.
Yeah. This Breakman laughed about that too.
_ breakman.
You can follow me as break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders.
We need to get Mrs. Breakman back on the show. She hasn't been on the show in a while, man. I need to have her.
For a Christmas celebration. You can coax her on here. I don't know.
Maybe we can
she
get her.
She doesn't really want to do it.
Last time, she was schooling you on how to pronounce Japanese names and stuff. You know, I had that whole idea, and that you guys, man, yeah, we need to get back into that. You know, Mrs. Breakman needs to school you on some Japanese names, man. I'm gonna give her a list of names to like practice before, like so she can like really make Breakman look bad.
Yes, yeah. That sounds fun.
It does. It sounds really fun, man. It's always fun when you say the Japanese name, man. Oh, always. All right. What else, Breakman? What other plugs you got?
That's enough, isn't it? Are you done? You're done.
No, I'm not done, actually.
Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, I know. I know, Breakman. I
definitely
know.
Sound drunk, at least. At least I can blame alcohol for that comment.
Yeah. All right. All right, Eric, your plugs.
You can find me on sites I've written reviews for, BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VlogNetwork.com, which in the future I might not able to be right there anymore because Bobby said something about cutting it back because like, they don't get enough submissions to keep it worthwhile.
Oh, boy. Maybe you need to step up your game, Eric. Pick up some more goddamn projects.
With me being the only person who submits stuff.
Oh, Jesus. Dear Lord. Yeah. All right. What else?
But there's also honestgamers.com. And if you like what you've read and you'd want to support me financially, even so much as a dollar would help, on my Patreon, which is listed in my Twitter account. And my Twitter handle is @EricRPG.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
If you got, like, Christmas parties, like, over the course of next week, I still have a full week of work to do.
Yeah.
But at least I got New Year's and Christmas off.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we always get Christmas off, but, like, New Year's Eve is always a gamble.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be a paid holiday? It's finally become a paid holiday.
Oh, nice. Year. Sweet. That's good. That's good news. What else, Eric? Any other plugs?
Free lasagna lunches.
Yeah. All right. My plugs are as follows. Thanks to all the chatters. Banana Nananin, Chaos Freak 23, which is our good friend Freak 5. Commander Root, thank you for joining. Positivity Bot, which is probably just a bot. Skinny Seahorse was in chat. Thank you so much. Dungeon was in chat. Thank you so much, Dungeon. We always appreciate you and Freak, as always. And Tade was in chat. And there was a couple others. I know Bernie was in chat.
Slager showed up for a while.
Slagar was in there. Thanks for popping in, Slagar. We really appreciate that.
I didn't even notice that. I'm sorry, yeah. Slagar.
No, Slagar was in there for a short time. He said, oh, I'm just popping in. You know, what's up? So
I completely missed that. My bad, Slagar.
Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. I know we get most of our chat in Twitch, but you know, in addition to subscribing there, please go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, like the videos, all that good fun stuff. You know, and just doing what every other YouTuber does, basically. And tell your friends. The only way we're going to grow the channel is if you like the content. Tell your friends to give us a listen. You know, that's all I can do. I'm not a man of great wealth, although I have a great wealth of knowledge, which Freak 5 can attest to. But anyways, so just help us out. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. You know, word of mouth.
Does Frank have a great wealth of knowledge because he's actually a great one?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you, Eric?
Eat all our brains one day.
you can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. Sometimes I say interesting things, most times not. Stream keeps buffering, Freak 5 says. Sorry about that, Freak. Good thing the show's about ready to end. Let's see, anything else? I think Breakman mentioned our show Twitter @RPGrinders, but send Break some stuff to blab about on the next show. And that's about it. Support Eric's Patreon page, and we will try to put links and all that stuff in the descriptions. Anything else, gentlemen?
No.
All right. Stay safe this weekend and the following week. I know there's like as Eric mentioned, there's
gonna be happy holidays for whatever holidays still on right now. Is Hanukkah over?
Hanukkah is over, Kwanzaa, I believe, is still going on. Christmas, all that stuff. So yes, happy holidays to everybody.
That's in 12 days. And Freak said, send break nudes.
Yes, okay.
That's not what I expected our shatters to say, but I'm not editing that. He said it.
And Freak says he's going to send you some nudes. So right after that, so that's awesome, man. You're going to get some nudes.
I didn't get that post. I really don't see that there. I'm thinking.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Everybody in chat, thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. Stay safe over the holiday week. We're going to have a really cool Christmas show next week. It will also be our end of year kind of, you know, game of the year edition of RP Grinders. So thank you guys so much. Stay safe this weekend.
So wait, we're not going to have a episode on the 28th?
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, we are. You know what? Strike all that I said. I forgot. We will have an episode on the 28th for sure. Yeah, that's our...
What about next week, though?
Next week...
It'll be a regular episode.
It'll just be a regular episode. I'll come up with a different topic for next week. But anyways...
28th will be Games of the Year, then?
Yeah, 28th. That'll give you guys time to think about it and, you know... all the usual categories, RPGs, first-person shooters, if we played them, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Stay safe over the holiday week. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out.
Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
Exiled son of a bitch.
Frank Nudes.
Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
God, great man.
Stereo? Jesus.
Yeah, and